Chema. So this is a short reflection on, based on a question, and the question is very valid and I think it's very important. The utility or usefulness of art. How does an artist contribute to society? Let me start with one of the things that Sri Aurobindo says very powerfully. There is a disease of modern civilization which is called as utilitarianism. We judge everything on the basis of how is it going to help me? And when, that's okay, but how is it going to help me in terms of my outer life? That's why even things like yoga, contemplation, even for yoga, how is it going to help me? Quick ways to, seven ways to get success, all these things have come. So, if we look at art, now coming back to the subject. So, there is one divine reality, but there are two main ways through which human beings approach it. One is through thought, and the other is through feelings. One is by trying to understand truth in its bareness. And the other is to understand truth in its completeness. To take an example. If somebody asks that what is the truth of the rose? And you dig out the seed. Of course, rose is done by the plantation of the kalam lagate, but whatever. Or the banyan tree, and you take out the seed and say, this is the truth of the banyan tree. This is science. It looks at the process, and through the processes, it goes into that, and then it will explain how this seed develops into that tree. That's science. But what will art say? Art will look at it with wonder. How this small seed has developed into a big banyan tree. It will see in it a message. It will see in it a beauty which we cannot even conceive. Science cannot conceive. It will see in it, it will experience a delight when it looks at that tree which a typical cold-blooded, analytical scientist cannot get. Another example is moon to the scientist is a cold mass of cold stone or a cold mass of whatever. Now we can say little bit of water and dust. It weighs so much, it is so much distance. But what has happened? The beauty and charm of the moon is lost. So people say, so how is it important? It is very important because it is beauty which refines the being. That's why you see in today's time, because people are so much into art is neglected all over, in schools, everywhere. So what is happening is that you have human beings who are very quick at computing, very quick with their hands on the computer, AI, this, that, but they are very crude, almost vulgar in their vital and other parts. So what happens when we do this? You have an Asuric civilization. Sri Aurobindo writes at one place in one line in Savitri. He describes the robotic, machine, perfect, and artificial and false. Because man is a machine, brain is a machine. So what happens? You are a machine. How does an artist look at a human being? He doesn't look at a human being as a machine. That's for science to describe the processes. So what is art revealing? That with the eye of the scientist can never see because it never even imagines or conceives. How does artist proceed? See, artist proceeds by a conception. And that conception occurs to him as a vision, which, by vision I don't mean seeing an object, but it appears within, like an image. And then he translates into form. And this form can take two, just like you have in science. In everywhere, you will see there is structure and there is a process. And I am going to say what is its utility even from the practical standpoint. Take the human body. There is a structure described by anatomy. And there is a process. Process, we can say how it works. Movement. So there is a form and there is movement. These are the two things that constitute everything in the universe. From the atom to the galaxies. There is a form and there is movement. Of course, form itself is created by patterns, movements, but just for the sake of understanding. So what is the human body? Anatomy is about the form, and movement is physiology and biochemistry. How does an artist look at it? See, Da Vinci had combined both. So you see, even now his drawings on the human body, and Greeks knew this beauty of the human form. Now when you are aware of the beauty of the human form, I am just giving a very practical example. You don't have to teach people that you know should not be obese. I'm giving first practical utility. Form should be in good shape. You don't have to teach anything else. It doesn't mean becoming very thin. It means harmonious in shape. You see, many of the problems nowadays people link to obesity, this, that. Form should be in a harmonious shape. Artistic eye goes towards that. And then, I'm not talking of practice part of it, but it should be there inside. And then what about the movement? It is music. Music is the other part. Art is, Shubhendra says, between them, art, music and poetry. Refine the soul. So music is what? Rhythm. Now imagine if we were to understand that each organ has a rhythm. Life has a rhythm. Day and night is a rhythm. Waking and sleep has a rhythm. Eating and eliminating has a rhythm. And if you were to start from this gross rhythm to the inner rhythms, maybe we'll heal with music. We don't explore it because we are not artists. We don't understand its usefulness. Maybe the way to heal will be beautiful play of lights and music. But why we don't explore it? Because our consciousness has become very crude, almost vulgar, a scientist way of looking at it. I mean, I'm sorry, but it sometimes appears very vulgar. When he looks at people, he, you know, as a doctor, oh, he's, when a person dies, what is it? Dead body. Corpse is the word. Tell a person whose near one is, dead body le jana. They say no in hospitals. You can take the dead body. An artist will find it jarring. He's somebody's dad. Somebody's mom. And mother says that we make such a distinction between living and the dead. You have to give it a proper way. Send off. It's a final departure. It's the last leg of the journey. It should be something very beautiful. Because the last leg of the journey. Only an artist can bring this dimension. So art refines our nature. It opens it to the touch of beauty. Scientist says reality is only bare truth. Artist says, no sir, that truth is there, but the truth is beauty and delight. What does our Upanishad say at the end? It says, truth is supreme delight. Mother says truth is supreme harmony and delight. What does the Upanishad say? Last, finally, what do you find of truth? Raso vaisaha. And if you look at human seeking, what are we seeking? Some bare reality? So-called harsh bare reality? We are seeking for that delight, which art can provide like this on a platter if the artist has a vision. Unfortunately, art is corrupted today. Just like science has become subject to misuse by all kinds of darknesses. Science should bring us in contact with the mystery, make us feel filled with wonder. And when it will make us filled with wonder? When we understand that I don't know everything. See? How a human body is working this way, isn't it full of wonder? I don't really understand how there is a harmony between the different organs. Then there will be wonder. But normally a scientist believes that he knows it all, and that's so dangerous. How does artist bring us in contact with it? Artist simply creates a form. When he creates a human body, it should be such that you look at the human body and you feel, ah, how I wish, what an aspiration. Mother describes this, that when there was a lady, she had conceived, and how she would see she looked at beautiful pictures. And by looking at these beautiful pictures, she could shape her child. See that just a form of beauty has the power to shape the baby in the womb. What it must be doing to a human consciousness which is all the time living surrounded with an eye on beauty. How it will help us. And see, even when we go to landscapes, people retreat, take retreat into mountains, look at beautiful landscape, they come back rejuvenated. With all our scientific advancement, hospitals and everything, city life makes you miss something, so you have to go to landscapes. Why do you go? Because there you come in touch with beauty and delight. Because nature has lavished it so wonderfully. So art is discovering the divine through beauty and delight. We can add harmony. We can add love. It's the approach of the heart. Science is approaching the reality as bare truth. And I keep on reminding this. If science were to describe very simply a lady, say somebody's mom, I'll describe. She's a woman with these characteristics. But when you say mom, it's a different thing altogether. So this is the difference, and it's a disease of the human intellect and modern time that we are neglecting art. And we are still not taking it seriously. It's just a class, drawing class, or and artists, as far as I know, are not paid well. Except when they hold big exhibitions then. And it's because the civilization is developing along left side, you see. We have these two sides. Science is about the left brain, analysis. Art is about the right brain, holistic vision. And the two must come together for making this human race beautiful, perfect, and move a little closer to the divine. If only science, this world has no future. It would collapse. If only art, it will survive and grow, progress. Though it may not know the processes. But if you combine both, world will be wonderful. Jai Ma.